Welcome to Emotional Sobriety. We're thinking going forward, punchier episodes, and we'll begin with emotional sobriety and awareness.
Punchy, that sounds dangerous.
Something boxing related.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What our hope is that each episode this year, we want you to leave with one of the things I've loved about Tom Rutledge, your work, is these nutshells that you hang out there to people.
Yeah, yeah. The takeaways.
These takeaways. So we want you, every episode, we want this to be like your 24 hours a day book on emotional sobriety when you listen to this episode. We want you to see this as giving you a little nugget that you're going to be able to carry with you through the week that's going to help you integrate this concept of emotional sobriety in your recovery and in your life. Because, you know, the feedback we get, it's a very powerful way of really understanding our experience and being able to make contact with ourselves and our partners in life in a way that is helpful, that is healthful and helpful, right?
Joe can continue to be our very valued guest, like, you know, Pee-wee's Playhouse. He could just poke his head in from time to time and he could be, make his appearance.
Joe is like Cowboy Curtis on Pee-wee's Playhouse, yeah.
I was thinking he was the king of cartoons, but, you know, we could.
Obviously, you guys have spent way too much time watching Pee-wee's Playhouse.
If you Dee Dee and I loved it. I mean, my God, we loved Pee-wee's Playhouse.
He was good. I got to admit, I was entertained by him.
It took a long time for people to realize that Cowboy Curtis is Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, it's Morpheus.
Like, I mean, the man's one of the greatest actors going today, and he played Cowboy Curtis.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, and maybe this is even more the topic than anything today, but we said awareness. Maybe what we're doing is we're practicing widening our awareness of what we're doing here and being, what we're talking about really is intent.
We want this podcast to add something to enhance your life and how you're functioning in your life. And that's been the goal of this from Tom when we first got together, create a public service for people to help them get some information to, you know, find the best way to walk through these very dark nights that we're all going to
be. Right. We're still in them.
Listen, we're going to have another set of that, you know, these next 4 years is somebody.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's like, but you know what? I also want to make a play for this. It's like we don't get this a lot, but we love it. I do. I love it when we hear from listeners. It's like, I really want to let people know I'm not bullshitting. We really work off of your feedback. And this is a good session to talk about that, because basically, you know, we want to know what you think about what we're doing. It matters to us, and it's like, and it will have an impact on what we're doing. And sometimes sometimes it can be as simple as just if you have a particular question. I promise you, Alan and I've been doing groups for decades, so you know this is true too. When somebody asks a question in a group, they're not the only person who wants to know the answer to that question. There, you know, there's somebody finally asks a question in a group, and then three or four people besides go, "Oh yeah, I want to know that same thing." It's like when you ask a question or make a comment and let us know about that, you're speaking for more than just yourself.
Let's plug in awareness to this whole thing. Our awareness is what we use to make contact with the world, with ourselves, and the quality of your awareness will directly relate to how well the quality of that contact, and the quality of that contact will determine how well you're going to be able to cope with any situation or adapt to any situation that you're functioning with.
You're so right. It starts with awareness. The point there is it starts with awareness.
But my awareness is all on you. What's going to be missing? What's going to be missing is me in it. If there's just on me, then I'm going to miss you. If there's awareness on my environment and what's going on around me, and I'm not aware of myself in that environment, then I'm going to be missing in it. You know, it's like when you drive, right? You have to be aware of what you're doing, what the vehicle's doing, and what's happening around you, or you can't drive well. I mean, this is where when people get their cell phone, what happens? Where did their attention go? Not to where it needs to be going, not to what's going, not to their driving. They're paying attention to this information that's coming in. I haven't seen stats, but I will bet the number of accidents have increased.
I've gone straight now. I've given up my life of crime on the highways, but I've been to traffic school a lot in my life. I haven't been for a long, long time because I decided just to fucking drive the speed limit. Well, we just want to get better and better at it.
Well, you know, you're making a good point. 2 seconds. I've worked with a lot of eating disorder patients, as you have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the ways that some people have hit bottom is they were going for their food in the car that fell off their seat.
Yep.
They get in a car accident. Because of that, they're so focused on that, nothing else becomes important. And see, so when we talk about bringing a full awareness to your life, it means really being integrate the information you're getting from within yourself and what you're experiencing with the information you're getting about what's happening in your environment.
Yeah.
And then, but if we're interacting with someone in the information we're getting from that other person, mm-hmm. and to hold all of that and to be able to integrate it so that we can have our best possible response. See, this is where that term responsibility, our ability to respond comes from. Your ability to respond will be compromised if your awareness is compromised.
No, that's absolutely true. I was working with a couple yesterday that just I didn't think of it in those terms, but I'm just able to apply everything you're saying right now to what we were doing with that couple, and it'll just help me a little bit, because what it is each of those people are very focused on certain parts of this, and it's not just selfish stuff. They're just stuck on the way, and usually it has to do with their past life and family life and stuff, but that's what they need. They need more range. And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about shifting your focus. We're talking about expanding the range of what you're aware of.
There it is. That's a great way to say it, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, it's really increasing the range and the scope, right? Mm-hmm. Of your awareness. I can't emphasize enough how important this is. Look, if we define emotional sobriety as being able to act for yourself without being selfish and to act for others without losing yourself, that means an awareness of who I am and what I'm doing and what my intentions are, an awareness of the impact I'm having on you and on me at the same time. That holistic approach, right?
You're also describing the range and the amount of feedback we get. I mean, this can sound complicated. We're not doing it consciously all the time, but it's like we need that feedback. We need to be able to recognize what impact we're having. And the impact other people are having too. But right now I'm talking about just like how I'm responding and what's going on with inside me, my intrapersonal, but also, you know, what is it Ellen saying? What's Patrick saying? And how is that impacting myself and the rest of the world? It's like, it's a lot to keep up with.
When I operate from that, my functioning is I'm able to flow better with what's going on. When I compromise that, then I'm usually going to end up in some kind of conflict with the situation.
You used a word that I was listening to an audio book coming in today, and it's flow. It's like just, you know, it's in this stuff is so much about, it is all about paying attention, and it's all about getting in the flow with your authentic self.
Yeah, with all of us, right? Tatir had a great line. She said, whenever she runs into a problem, she draws a big circle and she puts herself dead in the middle of it, right? And she says, starts asking herself, she goes into an inquiry, which I really love. Mm-hmm. And she asks herself some very, very pertinent questions like, what part of my problem is being caused by my lack of awareness of how I'm impacting the other people around me?
Right.
What part of my problem is caused by my lack of awareness about what I want and where I am with this? What part of my problem is being caused by my expectations? Because our expectations are going to compromise our awareness because we're not seeing what's happening. We're seeing what we want to happen, right? What not dealing with it. She goes into all of these things. And then her final question, which has always moved me, is what part of this problem is being caused by my lack of my faith to be able to grow? And instead of being able to have faith in that, I want to control the situation.
Amen. Well,
fear and faith, the two fundamental human motivations, right?
So that'll be our nutshell for this week, right? When you're struggling, ask yourself, you know, is this because I've lost faith in my ability to grow and learn from this experience I'm having, and instead I'm trying to control it?
And what we can talk about also as we go forward too is the, what are those tough questions? Like, you know, Virginia Satir's are really good examples, but there's other places we can look at and say, because it's one thing to understand it's important to have that inquiry. For me, I can say, I'll speak for myself, I've gotten better and better and better at learning what the better questions are. And I think we can share that with each other and offer that to the people who are listening.
Let's make that our next show.
Love you guys.
Thanks, everyone.
See ya.
Tend your life. Tend your myth. Cultivate your narrative with whomever you are.